DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
That was pretty dope.
And how are you saying you hope they win the game after that?
No, I mean, because I just know how Andy thinks and how Andy's going to try to attack it. That's all. I still think the Eagles are going to win, but I hope they win.
Yeah, you're in the hope camp. I feel it. I'm in the expect camp. All right, where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Hope or expect an Eagles victory. All right, don't forget, we got a lot going on the show today. 11 a.m. sharp. Elliot Shore Parks, Paul Jolovitz. They will debate whether it's an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. At noon today, we talk to the voice of the very soon-to-be National League East champions. That magic number is down to 5. Do you know the Phillies could clinch?
This weekend, right?
They could clinch by the time... They could clinch before the Eagles kick out this game off, right?
That would be awesome.
Before we kill them.
Before we kill the Chiefs, as you heard. Yeah.
It's really strong.
Well, because, I mean, how do you not have belief in the Eagles? All they do is win.
I never said I.
Well, it sounds like a little trepidation.
Who do you believe in more, the Eagles, Elliott, or Jolly? I've just talked to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Both very ready.
I could see. Elliott walked in the sunglasses, right? That's what I saw.
Yeah. Jolly is the eye of the tiger.
Well, when does he not? Now, again, Jolly's a little delusional about his career record in these debates.
He said he went 5-0.
He did not 5-0.
Undefeated.
I mean, he's
up
just
in this
absolutely
piece.
Not undefeated. But that's
undefeated.
Okay. I appreciate his confidence in himself. We shall see who wins that. But yeah, We all could smell the Chiefs' fear on you. I mean, you had Cowboys' fear last week. Are we gonna have Rams' fear here next week?
We got vision. Hugh has vision.
They won, you know, last week.
Y'all, like, you know, yeah, they did. And they won, and I said it was going to be a tight game.
It was tight because Carter got suspended.
Tight is tight.
Yeah, we played. You had a lucky win last week.
No, I didn't.
Hold on. Was Hugh's take that it wouldn't be the blowout lucky or not? It was lucky.
It was not lucky, Joe.
He's lucky.
If Carter plays, it's most likely what I said.
Joe, it's not luck. It's vision. I keep trying to
tell
y'all.
You had no vision.
Who called the sweep of the Mets? Who called that? I did.
Hold on. 2 weeks sat here dripping with Mets fear.
No, I was not.
I could smell it.
You
it
know
was
what you
disgusting.
Did? You led
you know
everyone.
It's a beautiful
I didn't forget what happened after they got swept in Citi Field. When you blamed me.
I did. It was your fault.
And everyone had the pitchforks out.
I was not listening.
The pitchforks went, oh, you cursed the Phillies. You jinxed them. It's all your fault. Bozos.
11-3 since I wanted to boom, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
you're all welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone here is welcome, except Hugh. You're not welcome.
Alternative facts is crazy.
Who's more responsible?
I called the sweep, though. So y'all need to
you
start
didn't call
listening
the sweep on Monday.
Well, I did. I called the sweep yesterday.
After they had 1-3 in a row.
I called the sweep yesterday. But you asked me every day who was going to win, and I said... The Phillies.
Yeah, that's a good job by you. Yeah,
I did.
We would have yelled at you if you said the Mets.
I mean, you yelled at me now. What's the difference?
I think you know where your bread is buttered. You can't in 1 week have Cowboy and Met fear. I mean,
no,
we won't let
that's
you.
That's not that.
The key card won't work anymore.
I have vision. My third eye, especially working with you two clowns, has been working overtime trying to get y'all right every day.
Yeah,
trying to get you all right.
Yep. You know. Unfortunately for you, you know what you're due for? A little regression to the mean.
No, I'm telling you.
You keep nailing things. Eventually, it's going to go just like your 8-leg parlay, and you walked around here like
speaking of my parlay,
Mr. Football.
Speaking of my parlay, thank you for pointing that out to me. I had the Giants over the Cowboys. I had to flip that.
I did point that in the last break. Are you sure about that, man? Russ?
Are you just thinking, you just clicking buttons?
No. We were talking, and I thought I picked Cowboys, but I picked Giants. But you know what?
Yeah, so yes, he's just clicking buttons.
I'm going to take them both. I take both of them bets.
I don't give a shit.
If the Cowboys lose or win, I'm going to win.
This is the way the Sharps do it in Vegas. They just play both sides. I win.
Always come out on top.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. Expecting or hoping an Eagles victory on Sunday in Kansas City. Joel in South Carolina. What's up, Joel?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Not much. I just want to talk about the Phillies Spurs because I think they're going to sweep the Kansas City Royals and they're going to lock the division up. And then on Sunday, the Eagles are going to make the exclamation point and they're going to beat Kansas City and we're going to have a clean sweep on Kansas City teams this weekend.
Yeah, it's
that
a big,
great weekend.
Big Philadelphia versus KC weekend. Huge.
And I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Saquon's first game against Kansas City was in the Super Bowl because I think he was injured when he was with the Giants and they played.
I believe you're right because that was I remember that story last year and it kind of blew me away because, you know, Saquon's been in the NFL since 2018. You would have thought, you know, one of these years, right, because just the way the schedule rotates, he would have played them. But like you pointed out, Joel, they didn't – the one time the Giants and KC played, he was hurt, so he didn't, you know, participate in the game.
Yeah, so I think once Saquon looks at the field from the Super Bowl, I feel like he's going to have a bigger game than he did in the Super Bowl because he's going to be able to see different matches that they showed him. So I feel like he might have a bigger game than he did in the Super Bowl.
I agree. Now, I'm not sure, Joel, it's going to be 100-plus just because they're going to stack the box. I think they're going to take a very similar approach to the Super Bowl. But I think he'll be more effective than the Super Bowl because that night – He didn't do much. I mean, he didn't need to, and the passing game was great with Jalen and the outside guys. But you're right. If I had to guess, he will have more rushing yards than the Super Bowl. That feels pretty spot on.
And do we know if Xavier Worthy is playing? Because I've seen on ESPN saying that he was practicing yesterday. So do we know if he is playing or not?
We do not. I expect so. And Joel, man, we appreciate the phone call. They'll have the injury report out after practice today. And I believe the injury designations for the game come out today.
I think you're right. It's been a while, but yeah. I think you're about right.
It's either today or tomorrow that they're official, but today we'll get a good I think it's today we get a good sense, and then tomorrow it's official. Like, today, if he's doubtful, he's probably not going to play. They could rule him out today. Questionable, that means he will play. My guess is he won't play. That seemed like a pretty significant injury. He's in a sling or like a brace on his shoulder.
Better live it through chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, look, maybe he will play, but a receiver with a bad shoulder, to me, it's challenging.
You got to catch it and, you know.
To get your arms up.
He got cleaned out, too.
Yeah, well, by Travis Kelce, he got cleaned out. So, to answer his question fully, I don't know if he's going to play. We'll know more after practice today based on doubtful, questionable, or out, and what the Chiefs put out there. 215-592-9494. Okay, before we get back to the phone lines here, we got a great prize to give away today, and it all coincides with the guy that's going to be on our show at 1 o'clock today. We will have Mike Tyson on the show today at 1 p.m. Excited to talk to Mike. You know, he will ask him about when they talked in the past, and it's going to be great. I'm excited for Mike Tyson to join our show coming up at 1 o'clock today. And he's going to tell us all about the return of the mic, which is coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC January 23rd, 2026. We've been giving away tickets all week to the show. Grand prize winner, which will be one of our five winners this week, will also win an overnight stay that night at the Hard Rock. So we've done a few different things to give away this prize. But how about this for today? So we've done, you know, who would you like to see take a punch from Mike Tyson? And Spike from Bristol won with her husband and her children.
Her family.
Yeah, her family, because they got on her nerves. That was a great answer.
Yeah, she wanted to punch everybody.
Yep. Well, how about this one for today? Who would you like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
What?
Yeah, like a picture, an event about, it could be anything, whatever goes on in a ring. With you, Hugh, do you have someone you'd like to step in the ring with?
You people.
All of them?
I'm kidding.
That was good. Somebody yesterday said they think they could take you.
Yeah, well, maybe that person will nominate themselves.
Man,
all right. So the best answer we get today to who you would like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas wins the pair of tickets to go see Mike Tyson return of the mic.
So octagon, boxing ring, just whatever. Douglas today.
Yes, it could be whatever ring you choose, whatever bout you want to go with. Works for us. Now, I will say, and this might be someone's answer, and it can be, I think before last week, T.O. would have been a very popular answer.
Yeah.
Feels
and
like
it probably still will be.
It will be, but it's...
Yeah, because, you know, people don't listen. Like, people don't listen. Yeah. I mean, because they, you know, I was at the tailgate last week and somebody yelled across the thing, you know, that's why T.O. beat you up, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Was that the day after?
That's why T.O. beat you up? Yes. What were you doing, just standing there?
No, I was as a matter of fact, I was walking to work.
Well, how dare you?
It's probably the way you were walking.
Well, I was walking with purpose, because I was, you know, I had to get
that's
to work.
That's why T.O.
So they wanted to say hi, you were walking with purpose, and they said, that's why T.O. beat you up.
Well, you know, and a lot of times people have to understand, and I always say, if I'm in her, I say, hey, no disrespect, I have to go to work. Because, you know, we have to go to work, and they're like, oh, that's why T.O. beat you up. I'm like, you know what? Fine.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a win by the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday? I am. Look, to me, they're the better team. They're favored in the game. Better overall roster. Chiefs O-line is still not where it needs to be. Young left tackle allowed 4 pressures last week and had a false start. And their receivers, which really, at this point, if they were healthy, could take advantage of the Adoree Jackson situation and the youth at safety. They don't have them. I just can't sit here on a Friday and be scared of Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster. I can't do it. The Eagles are favored. I expect them to win. Hugh Douglas, hoping we get an Eagles win.
Hope, yeah.
It just sounds so timid.
It's like we'll be making history if this happens. In a small way, but it's history nonetheless.
In terms of making the Chiefs 0-2?
Yes.
Yeah, well, at some point, someone's going to do it.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And that's why I say I hope they do it. I hope they're the ones to do it.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm saying.
At some point, all dynasties fall, Hugh. It's just a matter of, see, this is vision. This is the vision that we have.
Yeah, sometimes all dynasties fall. You're no question about that.
And sometimes dynasties go through peaks and valleys, right? Like I mentioned yesterday, the Patriots had their first run, right? Mm-hmm. And then for a few years, they weren't as good. And then they came back and won more. I could see the Chiefs being in that, like, that down part. And it wouldn't surprise
it
me.
Be,
2 years from now, they come back.
Yeah, but they've been here before. So that's why... I'm like, I'm not ready to count them out. So that's kind of where
I'm at.
Well,
you should be. John in Bryn Mawr is up on WIP. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, John. What's up, buddy?
I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hugh, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, too.
weren't we all worried about playing the Chiefs last year and thought that we might not win?
That would be me.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know it was you. We're going to win. I'm thinking like 35-24 maybe.
Oh, I would love that. We pull off an 11-point win in Kansas City, put up 35. Now, John, we're talking, and to your point, last year when we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, the Monday of that game, I said I thought there was a path for the Eagles to blow them out. And you would have thought I was cursing on the air. People were like, oh, it's the Chiefs. No one blows the Chiefs out. I mean, like... They're obviously they're still good, John, and they have Andy and they have Mahomes. They just don't scare me with the way they play now the way they used to.
Nope, especially how they played last week. No, I'm not scared at all.
See?
I'm not scared at all.
That's fine.
Chiefs are going 0-2, and we're going 2-0.
Now we're talking. All right, John, who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
I would love Hugh Douglas to grab Conor McGregor and give him a bear hug and squeeze the life out of him.
All right, little Conor McGregor. That's a big name, John.
Yeah. We're looking for people to beat up Hugh, not Hugh beat them up.
No,
either way.
Conor McGregor, he's a MMA fight. He's pretty tough.
Yeah, but you
he get headbutting people and stuff.
Is somehow get him in a bear hug and it's over. And he's going to tap out.
I'm in on that one, John. I like it. Good phone call. So John's in the mix with Conor McGregor. I hadn't thought of this. So I guess Kyle, you were thinking more of who would beat Hugh up.
Yes,
but we could. I mean, you could also
you
have
think
Hugh
you
beat
take
someone.
McGregor, Hugh.
I'm not going to fight him fair.
Okay,
I'm fighting nobody.
We're getting in the ring though, so you kind of have to.
Nah.
I think it's a poll
regulation.
Who would win in a fight, Conor McGregor or Hugh Douglas?
I think I'm gonna get a chair. Hit him with a chair.
Yeah,
hit him with something.
A chair.
Have you seen seen the new Roadhouse? Have you seen the new Roadhouse?
No.
When he was in, it wasn't that great.
Gut feeling, could you take McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could.
Yeah. I haven't been punched in the face in a long time though, so there's that.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't been I will say this. If you have not been punched in the face and you don't know what it's like to get punched in the face, once you get punched in the face, it could potentially be a life-changing event.
Kind of like the Chiefs last February?
Yeah, if you've never been in a fight,
life.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you've never been in a fight and somebody punches you in the face, it could change everything for you. You know what I mean?
But you've been punched in the face.
Oh, yeah, I've been punched in the face before.
So you're good then.
Yeah, but it's been a long time. that's just like saying I've tackled somebody before. That's like 24 years ago. You know what I mean?
Wait, it's
different.
It's 2025. Last 3 years of your career, you didn't tackle anybody?
My problem.
That's why they were mad in Jacksonville. Yeah. Zero tackles.
No, but you know what I'm saying. You could potentially lose some teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody hit you right.
Yeah. It sounds like Hugh's taking the gravity of the topic today. McGregor.
It's just like, you know, people don't realize, you know, they talk all that bravado until you get punched in the face. It's different.
Sure is. William Chestnut Hill is up. Hey, William.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, okay. William. What's up?
Hugh, I want to see you get in the ring with the gorilla.
Oh, the gorilla.
Oh, the gorilla.
Oh, you mean which one?
From the 100 guys versus
gorilla. Oh, the gorilla, no. That ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not your choice. It's our.
It's not up to you. That's a good point. Yeah.
William, Hugh would be in big trouble.
But will I be able to bring some weaponry?
Or 99 friends. Remember that debate?
Yeah. I ain't bringing no friends. I ain't got 99 friends that I feel going in the ring with the gorilla with. No, I'm good.
That was one of the funniest shows you guys have ever produced.
I still can't believe Hugh doesn't realize that 100 men would win. I mean,
it's the same thing as getting punched in the face. You watch somebody get punched in the face hard, and it changes their life. You don't want to get punched like that.
Well, of course not, but it's survival. All right, we're not going to bog down on this again. William, what do you got for us? You believe they're going to win? Hope, where are you coming down on the game Sunday?
I believe they're going to win. It'll be a good match, and the Eagles come out on top.
And, William, when you say that, top, like, close game or big win? What are you feeling?
No, it's rather close game by 7 points or less.
Come on, William. We're going to kill him.
No, that's okay, William. I'm with you, man. Good phone call. If I had to guess the score right now, I would say something in the range of 24-20 Eagles. That feels like where we're getting on Sunday.
Yeah.
24-20. I just don't see the Chiefs being able to move the football enough. And I thought the Eagles' defense, Hugh, in the first half, they struggled. But I thought they settled down late. Campbell played well. Bond played well. And now they get Jalen Carter back. I'm just not sure the Chiefs can move the ball on the Eagles.
You know, I'm thinking about how much of a liability could potentially Jalen Carter be?
In terms of?
You know he had a loose cannon.
Oh, you think he's going to do something again?
You don't think so?
This week.
Okay, seriously.
I would have to imagine that he doesn't do something again this week.
Knowing what we think we know, I'm just going to say that, and how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you take a chance as an offensive lineman,
I
would definitely try.
But hold on. It's so fresh for everybody. It's got to be in the back of his head to like chill.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, then have a major problem on our hands.
Yeah,
if he can't control himself, the game losing 57 grand.
It would be
grand.
Completely ridiculous if he did something.
I would not be surprised.
Right, so let's unpack it. Would I be surprised if he gets a roughing the passer call? No. I mean,
To your point, there's going to be something that could probably, like a roughing the passer call, that's what, 15 yards?
It is. But that, I could see him getting himself
like an
tossed from the game.
Oh, no, I'm not talking. I'm saying anything, Kyle. Anything that can could maintain the momentum of the Kansas City Chiefs drives anything.
Well, yeah.
All right, well, that's different. Yeah. Anybody can do that.
You're not supposed. You're supposed to. It's supposed to be controlled anger. That's the point I'm trying
to
make.
I'm just saying, like, but like Nolan Smith got a taunting penalty last week. Like,
and
he
that
could
was
hit
stupid.
Mahomes late. That would keep the momentum of the drive. I don't think like just because of Jalen Carter's nature.
And that's my point. Because last week we saw a undisciplined Eagles defense, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so that's the thing that you. Those are the type of situations and things that could keep you in the game. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to wish any ill on anybody. I'm just saying you have to be locked in and you can't make those kind of mistakes. That's all.
Well, I agree. Well, and look,
the refs are going to be super sensitive to it.
We're
you know what I mean?
We'll talk later in the show about who the referees are and who the referee and the crew is in this game and how that applies. You know, sometimes there's certain crews that are more favorable to the home team, the road team. And, you know, we know what people feel about when the Chiefs are especially at home, that they seem to get a lot of calls. So we'll work through that. But I agree with you, Hugh, that the Eagles can't. The game is likely going to be close enough. They can't be stupid, right? They can't give the Chiefs free yards and all that. But I mean, there is a thought, too, that Jalen Carter plays his best football on Sunday.
No, he could.
I mean,
he just got embarrassed. Yeah, he did, and he could. And I'm not, you know, trying to. It's just that those are the type of things that could potentially derail an Eagles win.
Well, it could. And I expect Jalen Carter to play good football on Sunday. Now, if he gets a penalty, we'll see. Then hopefully he doesn't. But look, if it was up to me, I would have sat him for the game. I know that was an unpopular opinion. They're not going to do it. So now he's in. So now he gives him a better chance to win because he's in the football game. And he, look, last week, without him, the first three drives, the Cowboys went right down the field. And then they settled down. I think about him back in there with Nolan, the two linebackers. I thought Campbell really showed out a lot in his first game. The weakness we have is that corner spot, but I mean, the Chiefs just don't have the horses to go and attack that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard with us on this Football Friday. All right, so there's a lot going on here on the show today. We'll get everyone's phone calls up. By the way, we have a pair of tickets for you. Return of the Mic, Mike Tyson, who will join the show. Mike Tyson on the show today at 1 p.m. We have a pair of tickets for you today to give away to see the Return of the Mic at the Hard Rock AC January 23rd, 2026. Weird to say 2026 already, but it's January 23rd of next year. We have the pair to give away today. Grand prize winner, one of our five winners this week, including you today, will win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock that night. So it's a great prize. It really is awesome. And this is the second time Mike's done one of these kind of shows. That's why it's the Return of the Mic. And from what I heard, Spike was telling me yesterday, he saw Mike Tyson do his show, the first iteration, years ago. And Spike said it was great. Mike Tyson's great on stage. We're excited to talk to him at 1 p.m. today. Coming up on the other side, I want all your phone calls. And the way to win the prize today, give us someone you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas. First couple answers today, Conor McGregor and the Gorilla. You know, the famous gorilla from 100 Men versus the Gorilla. Those are our first two answers. Best one we get wins the prize. Do you hope or expect Eagles to win this game on Sunday? I expect it. They're better. They're favored. Only one team is close as a favorite in Kansas City in 68 starts from Mahomes. That team was the Bills, and the Bills won that football game. I expect the Eagles to win. All right, coming up on the other side, live in studio. Buckle up for this one, everyone. It's Paul Jolovitz. It's Elliot Stewart Parks. Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles? They will debate it next. On the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This college football season is delivering weekly showdowns you won't want to miss. Right now, all customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can score a 50% profit boost for this week's big match on campus between Georgia and Tennessee. Here's how it works. Place a bet on the game, apply your prof boost, and enjoy boosted winnings when your bet hits. And the best part, you get paid instantly when you win. Use your profit, use your boost on bets like spreads, over-unders, team props, and so much more. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app today and boost your next bet on this week's marquee game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.